Hey my friends, I hope you are doing well and that you are enjoying yourselves here at the beginning of the year. Almost 1 month is over. Can you believe it? Time is just really flying by, right? But it's still the beginning of the year, and especially in the beginning of the year, we are more inspired and motivated to tackle a few things. And if you are starting out as an entrepreneur, if you have a side hustle or are working out of the home, I have the number one hack for you that will help you to get your customers and your audience to absolutely love you, because that's the most important thing, right? Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. There are 1,000 ways to make money, but I personally believe the best way to make money is when you are doing business in a godly way. And if you do this right, people will absolutely be crazy about you and your offer, because they see that you are genuine and they can see that what you are offering is not comparable to what they usually find in the world, because we as Christians are called to be different, right, friends? So, what is the secret sauce that I have discovered? There is one hack that will get your customers, your audience, absolutely to love you. And seriously, it doesn't matter here what you're offering, whether you are a life coach, whether you are a financial coach, whether you are selling cookies, or whether you are selling books, or any number of things, okay? It really doesn't matter. The question is whether you are putting your customer, your audience into the middle and into the core of everything you are doing. That is going to be the key question. And there is one hack to show the customer and your audience that you really, really care about them. So, are you ready? The number one hack to get your customers to absolutely love you is when you speed up the outcome per interaction for your audience. I'll say it once again, speed up the outcome for your audience in every interaction they have with you. What do I mean by that? And how exactly am I implementing it here at Moonshot Entrepreneur? The main interaction you guys have with me is over here at the podcast when you click the play button on iTunes, for example, or on your phone. And that is the main interaction that we have. And you listen to these episodes, you invest a whole lot of time with me. So the question here really is, how do I speed up the outcome per interaction we have together? So if each episode is one interaction, the way I can speed up the outcome is by either talking a lot faster, which is not going to happen, or that I reduce the duration of my episodes. And you guys who have been with me for from the beginning, you know that in the beginning, my episodes used to be 30, 40 minutes, sometimes even 50 minutes. And I realized that this is really a huge ask. I know that we have busy lives, right? Especially if you are like me, you are having a family, you have a spouse, you have a child, and you want to spend time with them. But you also have to do your chores. You have to make sure that you go to work. You have to make sure that you do your ministry in church. And then there is ice hockey practice with your kid. And then there is, I don't know what, right? So we all have really busy lives. And it's a huge ask to ask you guys to sit here with me, sometimes even 40, 45 minutes before you get any outcome. I really want to give you an outcome with each episode. I want to teach you something new, something helpful for your business, for leading your life in a godly way in the business world, but also as a mother, as a father, as a spouse, so that you can be successful in a godly way. I had to really learn to stop being chatty catty. I also had to change my system of preparing for each episode because I realized that I'm just trying to cram in too much information into one episode. So I had to learn to slice the information up. So this is how things looked for me, how speeding up the outcome per interaction for my audience looked like. Now, what do you do if you do not have a podcast, if you are selling cookies, or if you are selling cake, or if you are selling your art? How does speeding up the outcome for your customer look like if you are offering a service like life coaching? So here's what you need to do. Go look at your funnel. Look at the moments of interaction that a customer has with you. Do they send you an email? Do they get your offering on the website? Or do they DM you on a Facebook group, for example? Find out where the interaction is and then try to go through the process from their point of view. How do they find the information about you? Is it clear? Is it all in one place? And then once they have made their decision, is it easy for them to make an order? Is it easy for them to try out your offer maybe before placing an order? How easy is it for them to deal with the payment side of things or receiving your services? All these things you have to consider. And I want you to look at each step, come up with a few tweaks that you can make on your end so that it's easier for your audience to complete that step. So let's say the person who is looking for information on your website doesn't have an overview of what you are offering. So take a bit of time to complete a very easily readable graphic that helps your person to make a quick decision. Then also look at ways to make your offering available to them so that they can try out what they are getting into before having to commit to buy, right? So what I'm doing here at the podcast is exactly that. I'm giving you guys a chance to hear me and to hear the person I am, the way that I coach or that I teach. And then you guys should be able to make an easier decision about whether you want to hire me to help you with a specific issue that you are facing as you are trying to create more wealth for you and your family to lead a godly life. Okay, so maybe we'll have just one more example here. Let's say you are selling, what are you selling? Let's say you are selling art. Let's make this easy. Okay, let's say you are selling art. You have created these amazing, wonderful canvases full of paint and just awesome. And you are displaying it somewhere on a website. But there are some questions that each and every customer keeps on asking you that are reoccurring. Like, for example, I really love the picture you have, picture number 32. Let's just say it like that. I really love picture number 32 of the beautiful tiger you
painted, but I'm just wondering, I live in an entirely different state or in an entirely different country. Is it possible for you to send it over to me? Or let's say that some customers get back to you and say, hey, I ordered picture number 32, but I'm very sad to say that my canvas arrived all torn up because the delivery company was doing a really poor job. I mean, these are all things that can happen. And so rather than having each customer complain to you about each thing, if you see that this is an ongoing issue, first of all, try to fix it, please. But if you cannot do anything about it and stuff just happens, why not have frequently asked questions on your website itself so that it's really easy for your customer to find out what they need to know before they buy stuff from you. You would speed up their outcome so much, I'm telling you. So what I want you to do to recap here is look at each interaction you have with your audience and try to find ways to speed up their outcome with you. And I promise you, my friends, if you do this right, if you really put your heart to it, your customers are absolutely gonna love you more than anybody else who is offering them comparable services or products, because with you, they know what they get and they know that they will be in the center of your thoughts. So I really hope this episode blessed you and helped you in some way. If you learned something, if this was helpful, come on over to my Facebook group. It's Moonshot Entrepreneur. Just look for Moonshot Entrepreneur in the Facebook group section and you can join the group. It is a space where like-minded people, like-minded Christians who are looking to create wealth for their family through entrepreneurship, through working from home, through investment, or through creating passive income, get together and get a chance to learn in a safe space without being sold any weird stuff to them. I'm a bit burned child here. Oh, wait a minute. Do you even have that expression in English? I don't think so, right? I think I just translated a German proverb into English. What would be the English proverb? Once bitten, twice shy? Maybe. Well, anyway, what I mean is I have joined so many Facebook groups when I was looking for an answer to the exact same problem that I'm helping you with. I remember I used to be so desperate to find an answer, and the only groups that I would find would be, you know, when I was looking for Christian wealth, either groups that were throwing out Bible verse after Bible verse about abundance that comes and about being blessed if you, being financially blessed if you just believe. And I knew even then that that is just a whole load of, I'm looking for a word here, which I'm not finding, but I think you get the gist, right? And the other type of groups I would find would be, join us, we have the answer to all your financial problems. And then one person would have their ad about lipstick that they are selling. Then you would have 10 people who are selling life coaching. And then another person who is selling cosmetics or beautiful clothes. So it was just a whole lot of noise and a whole lot of confusion. But I promise you, if you join my Facebook group, it's going to be so different. It's once again Moonshot Entrepreneur, the Facebook group, and you also find the link below in the description. So I really pray that this episode blessed you, my friends, and stay wrapped up in Christ's love until next time. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way,
The number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.